Jack Sorensen has long Republican roots in Oneida County, but he was upset with the postcard campaign and the nature of the accusations just before the April elections. Sorensen put the matter at the feet of Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany.
Is to discuss, I consider, plain old-fashioned dirty political campaigning that occurred through the help of, or started by, State Senator Tom Tiffany.
Sorensen says to him it was the height of negative campaigning.
That piece of literature that was put out did not begin to pass the smell test.
Tiffany defended the cards he promoted to the candidates, saying he's a town of Little Rice resident.
And I did help create the damn mailing that he was referring to, and it is done in a nonpartisan fashion. I am a resident of Oneida County out in the town of Little Rice, and in my position as a state senator, I've seen a few instances where dams have been proposed to be removed. And, for example, former Supervisor Martini belongs to a group, the Wisconsin River Alliance, and they make it very clear that they would like to see dams removed here in the state of Wisconsin. And so we do not want to see that. And that was in the original county land use plan that was put together by North Central Regional Planning, where they talked about removing dams, certainly not all of them, but some. And I do not believe that that's a good policy, and neither do the people that use that in their mailings.
That was not part of the final comprehensive plan, is that correct?
That's correct. It was voted out of the comprehensive plan, and a large part of the reason for that is there were a group of towns, including the town of Little Rice, where we very specifically put in our town land use plans that we do not want dams removed. We were very active in our town in trying to get amendments to the county land use plan. We're successful in that, and that's why it's such a preeminent issue for us, because we did work against having that proposal being put in the county land use plan.
But others on the board and the public agreed with Sorensen that the effort was over the top for county elections. One of them was Supervisor Carol Peterson, who said she had a long conversation with Tiffany about it.
We're supposed to be a nonpartisan position that we run for, and that was the part that had me so very upset.
Supervisor Alex Young, who ran in 2012 as a Republican for the State Assembly, said he was disgusted by the tactic. Citizen Carl Fait felt the measure started by Tiffany was an effort to bring more state control to local politics, something local governments have been complaining about in the mining issue.
Senator Tiffany is fighting the town's police powers, the ability of the towns to protect the welfare of the voters living there. Now Senator Tiffany is getting involved in local elections. Where is this man going to stop?
But Supervisor Billy Freed made a motion to postpone discussion indefinitely, saying the agenda point had no resolution.
We just have a item on our agenda because the supervisor wants it on there. It's not discussion. It's not decision. I have no information what this is about.
Alan Van Ralty, one of the candidates targeted by the campaign who won the seat, said he didn't like to be targeted on this position since he wasn't in office, but he did extend an olive branch.
I was fortunate enough to win my election, and as such, I have the responsibility to represent every constituent in my district. And Senator Tiffany is my constituent, and it is my responsibility to represent his interests as much as any other of my constituents' interests here at the county level.
Van Ralty was one of three people who abstained from postponing discussion, including Kralchik. Rob Jensen, who also had a card campaign, voted to not end discussion. The vote to end discussion of the matter and to postpone indefinitely was 14-3. Ken Kral reporting.